This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Clearly, too much of America is lost to the facts on abortion. While there is some tremendously good news for pro-life advocates in a CNN poll, a contender for Miss America, presidential contender Bernie Sanders, and a writer for a racy women's magazine all paid homage to some terrible myths early this week. Bernie Sanders says America was founded on racist principles but ignores the racist roots to his support for abortion today. A Miss America contestant did an artful rhetorical dance around Planned Parenthood and breast cancer mammograms, ignoring or ignorant of the fact that no Planned Parenthood does any mammograms. And a writer for Cosmo really ignores post-abortion research and writes that abortions make women happy. The good news is that Americans are catching on. In a CNN poll, 58% now reject all or most abortions. This is Life News Radio.
In building a culture that encourages families and welcomes each new life, we need to stop and ask the mothers what they need to be the ones to lead a cultural revolution towards life-affirming principles. Guiding Star is made up of moms and women who understand the demands of being women. We are listening to you and will create centers to meet your true needs. Lighting the way to a culture of life, theguidingstarproject.com.
In other headlines, voters began this week urging California Governor Jerry Brown to veto a bill legalizing assisted suicide. Scientists that say genetically modifying human embryos amounts to essential research are being challenged both politically and from within the medical research community. And we are just finding out that Planned Parenthood spent $5 million on election ads last November. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.